As Europeans debate stimulus spending in their countries, here at home, Congress is considering legislation that would heavily tax bonuses paid to the executives of companies receiving government assistance. Many Americans want these executives to give the money back and do what's right for the country. President Obama is also asking private investors to help unclog credit markets by buying up toxic assets. U.S. automakers and unions want Americans to buy domestic cars to help save their industry. But do appeals for economic patriotism make sense? It may sound cold, but most economists say the country's needs should not be taken into account. To help us sort it out, NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax is here once again. And Marilyn, remind us, when have Americans made financial decisions based on patriotism?
During World War II, a lot of people really did make decisions based on their patriotic zeal. For example, people would buy war bonds, or they would ration their gasoline voluntarily. People would save tinfoil, all sorts of economic decisions that were made on trying to help the U.S. war effort.
If patriotism was a priority then during World War II, should it be promoted again in this crisis?
The economists I've asked about this say no, that the best thing to do in this economic crisis is to help the economy work as efficiently as it can. So that means make your best choices, that capitalism works best when we each make decisions based on what allows us to buy the best product at the best price. So, for example, they say if you go out and buy an American car just to buy American, you may end up with a car that isn't really what you want. It costs too much. Maybe the gas mileage isn't as good. You should do what's best for you and then force U.S. car companies to be as competitive as possible.
So consumers looking for bargains, not necessarily buy American.
Well, and it seems that there's no evidence that anyone has changed their behavior to buy American. Economists I've talked to say that U.S. car sales seem to be unaffected by any desire to boost the U.S. domestic auto industry. And sales at Walmart are doing very well. And, of course, that's a company well known for bringing in imports from other countries. So we're shopping at Walmart. We're buying the car we want. And economists say, actually, that is what we should be doing.
So does that mean that Americans have come to the conclusion that greed is good and it's every man for himself?
Well, economists make a distinction between self-interest and unethical behavior. That is, if you are acting in your family's best interest, you might go out and buy a winter coat for your child that is warm and durable, and maybe that coat was made in another country. But you've saved money, so you have more money to spend on your, mortgage. You have a coat that will last, and maybe you can pass down to the next kid. So you've made a self-interested but sensible economic decision. That's different, they say, from somebody who intentionally tries to scam the markets with insider trading, or people who took bonuses for work that wasn't done or for losing money for their companies. So there's a difference between making a kind of ruthless, economic, self-interested decision and being a scam artist.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax, thanks.
You're welcome.
You're listening to NPR News.